Hey, how's it going? This is Josh Cronin, and I'm here with my friends Temperance Russell and Johnny Wilson. How you guys doing today?
What's going on,
Josh? We're doing
Josh?
Great. What's up? Glad to be here.
Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about, should privacy trump freedom of speech? And not Donald Trump, I might add.
Thank God.
God, that's a good one.
Trump.
That's a good one.
So guys, what are you thinking on this issue? Let's first discuss some background information. Temperance, what do you got to say?
Well, in an article I just read by Zach Whitaker called Google's European Conundrum, When Does Privacy Mean Censorship? In Europe, privacy is huge to them, whereas in America, we usually pride ourselves on freedom of speech. Therefore, in this article, it just talks about how we really disagree with Europe and their policy on privacy. They have tried to get Google to be the person who takes down things that they don't like, but Google finds that it's not their responsibility, and Europe doesn't get why, whereas we understand because, you know, once you put something on the internet, you know, you can't really take it down, right, John?
Yeah, it doesn't really go away, and a lot of other companies have had issues with this, like Facebook in Turkey, where people will post something that the president of Turkey finds controversial, that he doesn't like. So the way the laws work in Turkey, he can actually just issue a takedown of that material without, like, any warning. So there's really no internet free speech in Turkey and a few other countries like that.
That's crazy.
Exactly. And there's that whole other problem, especially with Google and stuff, if they're the provider of the content or if they're the actual publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
Google argues that.
Yeah, they're not.
Exactly.
They're
not creating the content, so they shouldn't be liable for what's on there. They're just providing a space to allow people to share their content.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it comes down to, is the person who provides access, are they like an accomplice in that case? So, like, if you provide access to something that would be illegal or frowned upon in another country, is it then your fault by extension?
See, I honestly don't know. I find that it should be based on what they're trying to take down. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it just depends on the content that needs to be taken down. Like, if it's a flat-out, like, misinformation, like saying, you know, a historical date is something that's not correct, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then that obviously shouldn't be posted because it's not true. But if it's about, if it's an opinion about someone or something, then no one can really do anything about that because that's just like saying it out loud. It's just on the internet.
Definitely.
Alright.
I think the internet should follow some of the same rules as like journalists have to follow, you know? Like journalists can't publish any information that's like harmful to somebody or, you know, that isn't truthful. So I feel like the internet should really follow those same guidelines.
Yeah, it's just, it's hard to police things like that.
Yeah.
Where there's so many different sites
so
with
content.
So much content. Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to check out our next podcast because we're going to discuss these issues more in depth.